Welcome to Bedtime Stories. Please make sure you press follow to get notified of new stories and leave a rating. If you enjoyed today's story, forward it to a friend. And now, the tale of Jeremy Fisher. Once upon a time, there was a frog called Mr. Jeremy Fisher. He lived in a little damp house amongst the buttercups at the edge of a pond. The water was all slippy-sloppy in the storeroom and in the back passage. But Mr. Jeremy liked getting his feet wet, nobody ever scolded him, and he never caught a cold. He was quite pleased when he looked out and saw large drops of rain splashing in the pond. "I will get some worms and go fishing, and catch a dish of minnows for my dinner," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. "If I catch more than 5 fish, I will invite my friends Mr. Alderman Tortoise and Sir Isaac Newton. The aldermen, however, eat salad." Mr. Jeremy put on a raincoat and a pair of shiny galoshes. He took his rod and basket and set off, with enormous hopes, to the place where he kept his boat. The boat was round and green. It was very like the other lily leaves. It was tied to a water plant in the middle of the pond. Mr. Jeremy took a reed pole and pushed the boat out into the open water. "I know a good place for minnows," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. Mr. Jeremy stuck his pole into the mud and fastened the boat to it. Then he settled himself cross-legged and arranged his fishing tackle. He had the dearest little red float. His rod was a tough stalk of grass. His line was a fine long white horsehair, and he tied a little wriggling worm at the end. The rain trickled down his back, and for nearly an hour he stared at the float. "This is getting tiresome. I think I should like some lunch," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. He leaned back again amongst the water plants and took some lunch out of his basket. "I will eat a butterfly sandwich and wait till the shower is over," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. A great big water beetle came up underneath the lily leaf and tweaked the toe of one of his galoshes. Mr. Jeremy crossed his legs up shorter, out of reach, and went on eating his sandwich. Once or twice, something moved about with a rustle and a splash amongst the rushes at the side of the pond. "I trust that is not a rat," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. "I think I'd better get away from here." Mr. Jeremy shoved the boat out again a little way and dropped in the bait. There was a bite almost directly, and the float gave a tremendous tug. "A minnow! A minnow! I have him by the nose!" cried Mr. Jeremy Fisher, jerking up his rod. But what a horrible surprise! Instead of a smooth, flat minnow, Mr. Jeremy landed little Jack Sharp, the stickleback, covered with spines. The stickleback floundered about the boat, pricking and snapping until he was quite out of breath. Then he jumped back into the water, and a school of other little fishes poked their heads up out of the water and laughed at Mr. Jeremy Fisher. And while Mr. Jeremy sat unhappy on the edge of his boat, sucking his sore fingers and peering down into the water, a much worse thing happened. A really frightful thing it would have been if Mr. Jeremy had not been wearing a raincoat. A great big enormous trout kerplop with a splash, and it seized Mr. Jeremy with a snap. And then it turned and dived down to the bottom of the pond. But the trout was so displeased with the taste of the raincoat that in less than a half a minute it spat him out again, and the only thing it swallowed was Mr. Jeremy's galoshes. Mr. Jeremy bounced up to the surface of the water, like a cork and the bubbles out of a soda water bottle, and he swam with all of his might to the edge of the pond. He scrambled out onto the first bank he came to, and he hopped home across the meadow with his raincoat all in shreds. "I am thankful that was not a pike," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. "I have lost my rod and basket, but it does not much matter, for I am sure I will never go fishing again." He put some bandages on his fingers, and his friends both came to dinner. He could not offer them fish, but he had something else in his storeroom. Sir Isaac Newton wore a black and gold waistcoat, and Mr. Alderman Tortoise brought a salad with him in a string bag. And instead of a nice dish of minnows, they had a roasted grasshopper with ladybird sauce, which frogs consider a beautiful treat. But I'm not so sure his friends felt the same way. Thank you for listening to Bedtime Stories. Please make sure you press follow to get notified of new stories and leave a rating. If you enjoyed today's story, forward it to a friend. If you have a suggestion for a new story, send us an email, magicmonorail@gmail.com. Until next time, good night.